We now have a crisis. In fact, it's beyond crisis. For me, it's an emergency now.
Peter McVerry is a busy man. It's a wet Monday morning in Dublin's north inner city. His phone rings constantly, and the charity which bears his name has a steady flow of clients. The Jesuit priest, who prefers to be simply called Peter, has dedicated his life to the homeless in Ireland.
When I started 40 years ago, there were about 1,000 homeless people in Ireland. Most of them were single men in their middle ages with an alcohol problem. But today we have in the region of about 10,000 homeless people.
From Simple Roots, the McVerry Trust now operates 14 hostels, a drop-in centre, where we are today, two drug treatment centres, a youth cafe, and it owns 200 apartments where it can provide a house for those most in need. Ireland's homeless crisis has grown exponentially in the last 3 years, with over 5 people a day becoming homeless. The most alarming figures in this modern emergency are the number of families.
In terms of families, in 2012 we had 7 or 8 families becoming homeless every month. In 2013 it had jumped to 20 families a month. In 2014 it had jumped to 60 families a month. And in the first 2 months of this year, there were over 200 families became homeless in those 2 months.
Many are quick to blame Ireland's economic recession as the cause of the crisis. But the problem has deeper roots, with a lack of investment in social housing over the last 20 years by successive governments. Indeed, during Ireland's so-called Celtic Tiger era, the number of homeless people doubled. This lack of investment, only 215 social houses were built last year, has pushed the public towards the private market, as McVerry explains.
The reason for it is we have a totally dysfunctional housing system. So people who would normally have got social housing can't get social housing, and they're pushed into the private rented sector. So the private rented sector is completely oversubscribed, and that means the rents are going up and up and up, and the people who are suffering from that are people on low incomes who cannot afford the increasing rents.
The face of Ireland's homeless has changed too. There are now 1,600 homeless children, and an unseen and uncounted 4,000 other non-Irish. Mainly from Eastern Europe, they came to work in Ireland during the boom years, but when recession hit, lost their jobs and ended up on the streets. You won't hear about this extra 4,000 people from the Irish government because they are not counted on the official homeless list. Indeed, the true figures only came to light this year when a whistleblower, Joe O'Brien, leaked a report he had worked on to Irish media. McVerry again.
They have been trying to play down the problem, but it's evident to anybody on walking along the city centre streets. People remark at how big an increase of people begging and people sleeping on the streets at night time that they have noticed over the last couple of years. But obviously, yeah, it is in government's interest to minimise the problem.
Together with his dog Jack, Peter leads me through the drop-in service. Users of the service are receiving a cup of tea and a sandwich. I spoke with one young man, Dylan Duffy.
So I grew up in Kerr, so I know what it's like to be homeless the last 8 years or so, 9 years maybe. Had a bit of trouble at home, but me me out anyways. But there's too many people that's on the streets, nowhere to stay, nowhere to sleep. The only good thing I'd say is that there's the few places to eat food, you know what I mean? There's a few places that feed you.
Dylan says there are no guarantees on the streets.
It's a 50-50, like flip a coin. You know what I mean? It's not, you're not guaranteed anything. But not even guaranteed you're going to wake up.
At 21, and able-bodied, he is looking for work.
Handing CVs and all the rest of it, but with no address, you're not going to get much, eh? If I can find myself a job, I can find myself a home, you know what I mean?
Maria McCabe Fallon was also homeless before she was given housing by the Trust. Now she works for them, giving talks to students about homelessness and drugs.
I have a daughter with special needs. I need a wheelchair-friendly apartment, and the only person that could accommodate me with that is Peter McFerry. You know, everyone deserves their own home, a place to call home.
Demand for services at the drop-in centre have increased in the last year, with a change in the demographic of homeless people. Andrea Kohler, a care worker with the Trust, explained more to me.
Yeah, well, now I've noticed down here, especially since I moved down here, we'd have a lot of younger people coming in. So people that would have been in under 18 services, and then when they've turned 18, they feel like they're lost, you know, they've nowhere to go. A lot of them don't get aftercare workers, which they're supposed to do. So we'd have a lot of young people coming in and they've nowhere to go. They're used to being in a service where they've a lot of support, and then when they turn 18, they don't have a lot of support at all. So we're finding more and more younger people coming into the service now at the moment. The problem we're having is that there's no properties for people, especially people on the council list that could be waiting 20 years for a council house, but the properties aren't available. Like, there's a lot of derelict buildings and all, and I think really the government should be doing more about making them buildings livable for people that are homeless.
Currently, Dublin has over 45,000 people waiting on housing lists, with 42,000 empty houses, the majority of which are in private hands. But the government's hands are tied without compulsory purchase orders. The houses are not available for housing. Peter again.
You know, for me, having a home is a fundamental human right. And therefore, if a government's responsibility is to ensure that every citizen has their fundamental rights met, then government's responsibility is to ensure that everybody has a home that is affordable. We've got to start building, going back to building 5,000 and 6,000 and 8,000 social houses every year. That would provide a very, very substantial solution to the problem within a very short period of time.
John Connell for DW in Dublin.